Simin Kuf Pei Ches and Kuf Pei Tes, I hope. It's quite short. Bezo Hashem. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Acher Shachosam Boinu Yerushalayim Yana Omein Acher Brichas Asmaim Pnei Shisim HaBrochis Daraiso Datoiv HaMeiti Vinu Daraiso. Really the two things that the Mechaber says is really Amachloikis is the reason why we say Omein, because it's the Siyam Brochis, or is it because it's the end of the Brochis Daraiso? Lavdaf goes to Siyam Brochis. The Sfardim say after any Siyam Brochis, Shemir Amo Yisrael Ad Omein. And they say it after Pesukah Dezimro. And they say it after Verchas Amo Yisrael Bashalayim Omein. And they say it after Hallel as well. However, Ashkenazim only say it after in Birchas Hamazon, is the only place. I have not been able to figure out what the reason is why we say Amen at all. It's not kedei to tell the Poyalim, because it's machlokes gemara whether or not ani lebe lechisha or not. Whether or not you say it out loud, you say it quietly, they shouldn't hear. So the reason is, Ba'atzim Amen is that you're being ma'amis, you're saying it's true what the person said. Now the person that said the bracha now doesn't have to be ma'amis because he just said the bracha himself. What's the purpose of saying it? To be show that we finished the bracha d'oraisa and now we're starting the bracha d'rabbanan? You're not, what's the purpose of saying Amen? For what, and what do we need to do that for? For what reason? I'm not exactly sure, but certainly that is the minhag, that we say Amen. There's a question whether or not you say Amen out loud, you say it quietly. The Maaseh, the Ramah says, the Mechaber says that we say Belechisha, and the Ramah says that the Minig is that we say it aloud, or he's Matzik the Minig why we say it aloud. The Mishnah Brura says that that's what he says is Kenira the Minig. Ukumeduma Shekena Minig, says the Mishnah Brura, to say it out loud. The Maaseh, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's Yoyser Nochen Ledakti Glasses Kedina the Gemara Velem Relachash. And like we said, that's how the Sfardim are Neig. And some Ashkenazim told me that they're Neig like that as well. I think for the most part, Lamaisa, the meaning of most Ashkenazim are to, is to, like the Mishnah Berurah says, to say it out loud. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, like the Taz says, the Chur, it's two different reasons why to do it. It's certainly not going to be Makiv either way. That which the Ramah says, the reason why you can say it out loud, is near the Zav Kishim Mavarach Levadei Einoinin Ol Me'achar Shar Brachos Kishim Mezamnin Oinin Olav Kishar Omin Shainin Al Brachos Rishainis Va'af Agav Nevarach Oinin Al Gamkein Mikol Mokom Einin Nikr Kol Kachar V'achirim Oinin Gamkein Imoy V'chim Minig B'medinus Eilu. He's Matzik the Minig, because when a person is Mezamin, other people are saying Amen as well, and therefore it's not Nikr when the Mavarach himself says Amen. It's not clear then. Some of the other was aware that what did they do in those days? The Poyalim, they were not Mezamin in those days. In those days, it was Nikr. Why was it Nikr to the Poyalim that the Mavarach was saying Amen if everybody was answering Amen afterwards? B'chlal, the Aruch HaShulchan asks on Ruf, if that's the reason why, so then when you're not Mezamin, then you should say Amen quietly, and that's certainly not the Minik. Either way, that's the Lamaisa, David Kamarav, David Kamarav, it's not going to be Makiv either way. When do you say Amen? The Mishnah Berurah says, don't say B'nishim Achas. It shouldn't look like it's the end of the bracha. B'nei Barachim Av Yishalayim Amen. Rather, you stop for a second. B'nei Barachim Av Yishalayim Amen. Now, the Amen certainly should still be, like the Prima Gadim says, within Teichid Edivar. You shouldn't drag it out too long, or else it'll be Amen Yisema. Now, when you hear somebody else's Uvenei Yishalayim Erekodesh, then Lechura, the time you should say Amen, like the Prima Gadim says, is after he says B'nei Barachim Av Yishalayim. Then you should say Amen to it. You don't have to wait till after he says Amen. Amen is the same way he's answering Amen to his B'nei Barachim Av Yishalayim, you're also supposed to be answering Amen to his B'nei Barachim Av Yishalayim. Kumdumani that the minig of many, maybe just because of the lack of idea, but the minig of many is to wait till after Amen, and then they say Amen. Also, it's not a problem, because as long as it's Teichid Edibur, then it's not a problem, and it is Teichid Edibur. Therefore, it's not an issue. But Be'etem, the right time to say Amen is at the end of the bracha, which is B'nei Barachim Av Yishalayim. That's Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, Tzarech Laskir Baruch HaShlishas Machos Beis David, Ve'ein Laskir Boshu Machos Acher. Memeil HaRamah says as well, V'yeshem Rindav K'shem Riyala V'yomad Eisayim Melech Hanu V'rachum Al Yidal Gemilas Melech. The Abu Drom says you shouldn't say Kel Melech Hanu V'rachum, because once again you're mentioning Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with Malchus Beis David. V'svar Nechoyni Avalarisi Noidin Kein. V'svar Nechoyni However, Larry Sinoegin, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Yomeinu Rabim Noegin Karama. However, as far as I know, as most Siddurim have it, most Siddurim, I think some Siddurim do have it in parentheses, but Kimdumani, most Siddurim do have it, and I think most people, you hear from just about every Chazan who says it, that they do say Keil Melech, or not, I guess Chazan, it's really in Berachos HaMazon. If you hear anybody saying Berachos HaMazon, the Chorah, they're saying with the Melech, I think that they are saying it. Certainly, even though it's the Svar Nacharna, Lamaisa, he says the Ramah that is not the Minig. And the Ramah, and Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's no problem, Lamaisa, since it's a Betim Inyan Acher, then there's no problem. Just one interesting thing, there's a Nusach at the end of the Bracha of Rachim that Kikel Melech, before you say Yalav Yavar Ritzei, right before, we say Kim Liodcha Mleya Psucha Hakadosha Ve'erachava. Some people are gerus. A lot of Siddurim have it Hagedusha with a gimel, not with a kuf. Hagedusha. What's the lashon of gedusha? The Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. He says the lashon of gedusha is godush. Godush means overflowing. When something overflows, so then it's called gedusha. Mila gedusha. It makes a lot of sense because that's all the rest of the words that we're saying. Kim Liodcha Mleya. It's full. Hapsucha. It's open. It's wide open. If it would be Hakedusha, the Chorah has no Shechetz. Your hand, which is Kaddish, what Shechetz? Hakedusha means that it's overflowing, Barachava, and it's wide. It makes a lot of sense. The Girsa of Hakedusha is a little bit schwer. The problem is, I saw the Ian Atvila, he brings down the Girsa, and the Eitzar Atvila, and he brings it down. Rav says, Lo Matzasi Nusach Zeh B'Shum Sidur Kadmein. I didn't find it anywhere, in any of the Rishonim that they say. So what's Pshat in the Lashon of Kedusha? So I thought, that maybe Pshat and Kedusha, as we know that Chazal say, with regard to Lechem HaPanim and Kodshim, that Afilu Oichol Kimo Mizbarach B'Meyah. You can even, when it's Kodesh, something which is Kodesh, you can eat in a little bit and you'll be satisfied. You have Bracha B'Meyah. The Meila, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to get it from Yodei HaKedusha, that's like Kedusha. It's the same thing, it's overflowing. There's two ways to be feel satisfied. You can eat a lot, we can eat a little bit of Adam which is Kodesh, and you'll feel satisfied. The Meila, maybe that's Pshat in HaKedusha. Ulai. Derecha. Ulai. Certainly a possibility for a pshat. Sif Dalet. Nusach Bracha Zu Paisach Zbal Racha Meshem Lekenu Einachamenu. And Mechoy Sambal Bein Yerushalayim Menachem Tzim Bein Yerushalayim Ve'en L'shana Et HaNusach Meshabbos L'chol Debein Meshabbos M'chol Eim Menusach Achach. Maisa, don't switch the Nusach. Whatever you say during the Chol, that's what you say on Shabbos. V'yei Shemim Da'emim Bein Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Mechenu Egin. There are those that say that you add it not just Bnei Yerushalayim, you say Bnei Berachamav. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Roiv HaOlam says Bnei Berachamav Yerushalayim. I'm not sure exactly who Roiv HaOlam is. Maybe Roiv HaOlam is of Ashkenazim, but certainly the meaning of the Sfaradim is Al Pi the Mechaber to say Bnei Yerushalayim. And the Goyim also, they bring down. It's actually the Mishnah Berurah himself brings it down. He's Metzayin to the Ma'aser Rav. The Ma'aser Rav also has the Lashon Bnei Yerushalayim. However, certainly I think most Ashkenazim do say Bnei Berachamav Yerushalayim Amen. Either way, it's not going to be Ma'akiv. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that the same way you shouldn't be Mishaneh the Lashon of the Bracha of Rachim, don't be Mishaneh the Harachamon. On Shabbos you could say Harachamon as well. Why? Because it's Tevis Bracha. There are some, as we know, there are some people that do not say Harachamon on Shabbos, that the Goyin, they bring down from the Goyin of Ma'aser Rav, that he taka did not as well. You say the first three, it's a question rather than he said any Harachamon, maybe said the first three, Rachamim lechalenu le'olam v'ed, but to be mevakish b'koshes of Rachamim yifarnasenu b'chavoyin, Rachamim yishvorlenu me'altzavenu v'sen kivizatzenu, all the Rachamim after words, Yitaka didn't say on Shabbos. L'maisa, the meaning I think of most people is to say it on Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's Tevis Brachas. The truth is that the Beis Yosef said that it's l'chora not Tevis Brachas. So according to the Beis Yosef, the Mashmoyis would be that on Shabbos maybe you shouldn't say it. However, if you understand that it's Tevis Brachas, it's a chiluk of the, it's a nusach kavua of Chazal. Then Memeila, you could say it on Shabbos as well. It's not like a personal Balkasha, and therefore there's no problem to say it on Shabbos. According to this, like we mentioned, like Tzayis HaShulchan Tanya says it, that L'chor is Roy to hold the Kais until the end of benching, even with the Rachamans. If you understand that it's a Tefes of the Bracha, then, and you're even allowed to say it on Shabbos, then you should even hold the Kais then. However, that is not the meaning of Ha'ilam. As the Aruch HaShulchan points out, Roy people hold it until Harachamans, after Alei Chasreinu, then the Ha'ilam puts it down. I think that is certainly the Minhag Olam. The Chur, according to the Svar, maybe there is an Indian to do it, but don't do something funny that people are going to look at you and weird.
That's the
L'chura, if you understand that it's a hemshich, koilul ima, oimer ima, like the lashon of the Rambam, you say in the fourth bracha, you say the brichas ba'al habayis, then maybe it's a chelik of the fourth bracha, you should still hold it in your hand. But I don't think that people do as well. That's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey. The halacha is, on Shabbos you say Ritzei, Shabbos Yontif, or Shabbos Reish Chedesh, Chol HaShomer, you say Ritzei and Yalav Yovein. You don't put in a Haskar of Shabbos into Yalav Yovein, because each one has its own Kavua Deka Lashon. Sivav, Tov Alei Hizkos Shal Shabbos, Emer Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, Shanos and Shabbos Es Lemenuch Alam Yisrael, Ba'aval Oysu Bris. Baruch Atah Hashem Akadosh HaShabbos. Vim Tov Alei Hizkos Shal Yontif, Emer Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan. Interesting. The first one says, Shanos on Shabbos Es. Here it says, Asher Nosan. First one says, La'amar Yisrael. Here it says, Baruch Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael. The Kavachayim says, Yizmar, this, Vosef is that. One time you say it like this, one time you say it like that. He says, whatever you say is fine. But he said, L'chor, both times, just say, Li Yisrael. You don't have to say, Lama Yisrael, Kimdomani. And, but, whatever is in the Siddur is fine as well. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael, V'azmanim. Vimchal Yom Tov Shabbos, Oyim Rishonos Shem Shabbos, Ezo Menuch Alam Yisrael Be'ava, Lo Yisrael Be'bris, V'yom Tevin L'Sosim L'Simcha, Sim Chag HaPlein Yazeh, Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Shabbos, Yisrael V'azmanim. Put everything into one bracha. V'chol HaBrachas Alolu V'shim U'malchus. V'hod Desagi V'ach Bracha, Dav K'she Nizkir Kredim Shizchol HaTev Yamitiv. Avon Nizkir Ad Shehizchol HaTev Yamitiv, Tzarech Lachzer L'Reish Brachas Amazon. Here we see a Yisrael, which the Beis Yosef takes this Yisrael to a lot of different places in Halacha. When you get to Yalav Yovin Davening and St. Talamater and other places. But there's a way to rectify a mistake if you haven't started the next bracha yet. If you finish the bracha and you forgot a Haskaras Mein HaMir, you forgot something that you're supposed to say, then we see, it's a Gemara, how it's passing Halacha, there's a way to make it up. There's a way to make it up. Now, this is not just if you know for sure that you forgot. The Halacha is even if you're a Suffolk whether or not you forgot, then also we presume that you didn't say it. And if you started the next bracha, you'd have to go back to the beginning. Or if not, then if you didn't start the next bracha, then you have to say this lashon. Now, I just want to clarify something because it comes up a lot of different times, and I've gotten this question in the past, and it's just a hesber of how this works. L'chura, if a person has a suffix whether or not he said something, l'chura it's a suffix d'rabbanan, you should go l'kula. For example, in the first 30 days after you're supposed to say the same bracha instead of the same talamat l'bracha. The halacha is if you say during the summer, you say the same talamat l'bracha, it's a klala, and therefore you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu, beginning of Baruch Aleinu. If you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei, the question is, let's say a person has a suffix. So you say within the first 30 days, since you have a suffix, therefore you have to go back. The question is, why isn't it a suffix d'rabbanan l'kula? Suffolk of the Rabbanan. The whole davening is the Rabbanan. Suffolk of the Rabbanan. You don't know if you said it. If you didn't say it. Not only that, people ask, what happens after 30 days? Sometimes a person catches him saying, self after 45 days, he catches himself saying, the same talamat l'vracha. Whoops. And the next day, the next night, he has a suffolk. Did I say it or not? So he knows that he's not ruggle to say it. He knows that he's not. He's still making mistakes with the same talamat l'vracha. What should he do? Should he go back or does he have to go back or not? It's mavur here in the Sharetzion what the lamdas is. For the first 30 days, or in a regular case of benching, there's no suffix. It's not a suffix, did you say v'san talamater, or did you say v'sein bracha. It's vadai that you said the wrong thing. Since you're ruggled to say v'sein talamater l'vracha, for the first 30 days, we're telling that you said sirchei nakat v'azil. You said for sure, you said what was the wrong thing. There is no suffix. After 30 days, then you have a suffix. It's not a vadai that you said the right thing. Then you have a suffix, and therefore a suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. So it could be in a chanami if after 45 days you call yourself saying v'sein talamat l'vracha. But lav dafka, for sure you're going to say that. It's a suffix. And memela, you're mistafik after 30 days, we could be tell that at least there's a suffix now, and we're going to say misafik, suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, and we're not going to have to go back. The first 30 days, then it's a vadai that you said the wrong thing. Now what happens? Memela makes sense. Let's see this. Shlomo Zalman says, let's say you have two people. A guy was benching out loud. And it's not clear whether or not he said, he doesn't remember if he said Ritzei or not. One person says, yeah, I heard you said Ritzei. Another person says, what are you talking about? He didn't say Ritzei. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he did. What does he do? So do we have the same suffix and he has to go back and say it or not? Says Shlomo Zalman, no. In this case, we don't say that. Because now this is a real suffix. This is not a suffix of did I say it or did I not. probably, I for sure said what my Sirach and Nokav Elazel is. Here, once I have a person telling me that maybe I said it, then you have a real Safik, Eidachol Ba'at Kosho, you have a real Safik, and therefore you want to go back. Agav Shlomo Zalman says also, Shmer Shabbos Chasa, he has all these halachas, Shmer Shabbos Chasa, and Simen Nun Zayin, the second Chelek. A lot of halachas of Haskaras Meir Nevoyer are there. And he says that if a child tells you that you said it, that's also enough. You don't need a din eden. That's also, it's another reason. Stamazai, it's a good idea. Halacha lechatchila, you're supposed to bench out loud. We should be able to hear what you're saying. Certainly, it's good to bench out loud. That way, it's also more kavana. You also make some lift to what you're saying. And it's also, if you make a mistake, somebody else will be able to tell you whether or not you said it or you didn't say it. But even without that, it's kedai to be mazker. Mamela, if a person has a suffix, then we're tayla that he said ritzei. Now, this bring down from Rav Steinman, I think it's actually in Yimali Pita Lusecho, but I think they say it about him himself. He's mistopic, somebody that only washes on Shabbos. So, if he's mistopic, whether or not he said Ritzei, he probably did say Ritzei, because the only time that he mentions is on Shabbos when he says Ritzei. They say that that's what the matzav was by Rav Steinman. He only used to wash on Shabbos. Shabbos announced it. Amela, if he has the suffix, whether or not he said Ritzei, probably he did say Ritzei. It's only because the Regilus is not that way. The Regilus is not the way, but if a person's Regilus is Tzei Ritzei in a Hanami, then he wouldn't have to go back. No, I don't know when. 90, he has 1,000. When there's a few that. Yeah, I don't know if that makes a difference. A person has to make a difference. As long as you said it enough times, then it's Margala person, even if it's not interrupted. We never find that if a person messes up in the middle and says the same thing as a bracha, he has to start the 90 again. Sure. What happens if a person doesn't know the nusach? This is quite common because for some reason a lot of benchers do not have the nusach of this harachamon. That means if a person forgets the harachamon, forgets to say ritei, forgets to say alvi yovah, and he catches himself after b'nei v'shlaim v'kadosh b'nei b'amein, b'ruch Hashem b'nei b'rachamon v'shlaim v'amein, oyvei, I forgot. So he's supposed to say the nusach, but he can't remember the nusach. So what is he supposed to do? So, go around and find the bencher. That's the best thing. Remember also that every Mishnah Berurah has it. Or Shulchan Aruch. Kenik Beis. Sometimes you might not have a bencher, but if you have a Mishnah Berurah, then you're okay as well. It's Mefurish here. However, let's say you're on a vacation. You're out in some tiul, and you don't have not a siddur, and not a whatchamacallit. What should you do? Or it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you go to a shul, maybe. But if you're somewhere, so if it's a place that you could call, L'chero, the pashtus, the best thing to do is to call somebody up in the middle of benching to ask them what to say. Your other choice, what's your other choice? Your other choice is to go back and start again benching because you're stuck. You can't continue, and we'll see in a minute whether or not you can't say Yalav Yaveh as well. You can't say, I guess we're only talking about Shabbos then, right? Shabbos, some place that you have to go back, so you wouldn't be able to call anybody up. You can't call anybody up. Do not call anybody up. The only place that's going to be ma'akiv is dafka on Shabbos or Yontif. Dafka on Shabbos or Yontif. In any other case, l'chura, Rish Chodesh. No, Rish Chodesh also, if you don't... What? Ask a guy to call for you. The truth is... The halacha is... We don't find, it's interesting, this discussion, if you don't know the nusach, is talking about Shabbos. Let's say it's on a day that it's not ma'akiv. Let's say a person doesn't know the day. Bet time it's Rosh Chodesh. You have to say the bracha of, yeah, for Yalav Yalvi. Let's say you don't know the nusach. Is it better to go back to the beginning or to just continue without saying it? L'chor, it's not ma'akiv. L'chor, it's not ma'akiv, then it's very shrei. L'chor, you shouldn't have to go back. It's only, the Taz was talking about a case of Ritzei in a place where it's ma'akiv. But in a case where it's not ma'akiv, then in Chanami, L'chor, you should continue. So on Shabbos, if you don't know the Lashon, what should you do? So look for Mishnah Berurah. If you don't have a Mishnah Berurah, then can you say Ritzei or Yalav Yaveh? Just say it right there. So we saw the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is Mistapik. He says, we find when it gets to davening that if a person says V'sechazene, a lot of people don't know this Halacha. This is the Halacha L'maisa. If a person says V'sechazene, Einenu B'shuvcha L'tziyan B'rachamim, Baruch Atah Hashem Machzor Shechinasa Letzirin, and then he remembers that he did not say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh. He should say it right there. Say Yalav Yavai right there, and then continue waiting. The question is, says the Mishnah Bir Halacha, there are Mefakakin, as the Bir Halacha points, but Lamaisa, that's what's brought down over there, and that's how Mishnah Berurah goes there. However, what happens if you're in benching? Says the Mishnah Berurah, like, in benching, we should say the same thing. You should be able to say Yalav Yavai after Venerah Shalom HaKadosh. Baruch Atah Hashem Machzor Shalom Amen. Say Yalav Yavai right there. You don't know the Lashon. You're supposed to say the Lashon. You don't know the Lashon. Say Yalav Yavai right there. So he hands off Tarchin Lamaisa. Lamaisa, certainly, that's the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a difference between davening and benching. In davening, you can't add in a new bracha there. So they said to say it without a bracha. But the Be'etzim were Mesakin Yalav Yavai, that should be a chelik of a bracha. There's a bracha, it's a chelik of the fourth bracha. It's a bracha smukh chavar tzal, so it starts really with a bracha, it finishes with a bracha, Yalav Yavai is in the middle. Also in davening, it's the same way. If you forgot it, then you, to be able to say it in between the brachas, that's a problem, because you're not being mazkir a bracha before and the bracha afterwards. So in Shmoin Esrei, we don't allow you to be mazkir with a bracha there, because then we're going to have four brachas at the end, and you're only supposed to have three brachas at the end. Every Shmoin Esrei has three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, and in the middle it's either one bracha or another 14 brachas, or 13 brachas. But the end always ends with three brachas, therefore you can't add in an extra bracha. However, when you get to benching, where you already, there is no din to have a certain amount of brachas, you already finished the Birchas HaMazon of the Doraisa, you want to stick in another bracha, you're masakin it dafka in an eifin of bracha, and lamaisa, that's how we're naig. Therefore, if a person does not know the lashon of Yalavio, of the bracha that he's supposed to say, if he forgets to say, then the lacha is like the stimas HaMishnah Berurah, that he goes back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. And he's not able to say Ritzei. Therefore, it's Kedai for a person to know the Lashon. He should be Mishanet himself. And not only that, Mishnah Berurah says that as long as you get the Iker, the gist of it, that's fine. If you, the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenosan Shabbosis LeMenucha LaAma Yisrael BeAva LaEis LeBris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. Now, Lechura, even if you only said the beginning and the end, you're fine. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenosan Shabbosis LeMenucha. That's also enough. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. So at least to remember that, that we shouldn't get stuck. And when it comes to Yontif, also you don't have to say the whole thing. If you forgot to say Chag HaPleni Hazeh or L'Sasin L'Simcha L'Chir, as long as you said Baruch Hashem L'Kinu Melech Olam Shenosan Yom Tev L'Yisrael, Baruch Hashem L'Kadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim L'Chir, also you were Yotze your Chiyuv, and that's enough instead of going back to the beginning. Now what happens if you started saying the next Baruch Hashem L'Kinu Melech Olam and then you caught yourself? And you didn't say the bracha that you're supposed to say. So there the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chai Adam that you're allowed to kick in, even though your kavana, when you started saying Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kinu Melech Olam, was to start the fourth bracha. However, since you caught yourself in time, you're allowed to finish the bracha and say Asher Shenosin Shabbosis L'Menucha V'Chulu. And the Bir Halacha is not so happy with that. And he says, L'Chur, you're Mesiach Das. You already started the fourth bracha. Once you're Mesiach Das, you have to go back to the beginning. V'tzarech in Godom. You're blind tzarech in Godom. Lamaisa Rosh Lama Zalman, when he brings this down, he says, even though he blives Tarachi and Gadol on the Chai Adam, Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah is passing like the Chai Adam, like he would say some in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, he goes like the Chai Adam, and therefore, he says, that's also the Minig Olam, he says, Rosh Lama Zalman. That's also the Minig Olam, also in Shmir Shabbos Chalta. And therefore, if a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, I don't know how common it is, this exact case, but he says that that's the Minig Olam, to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he caught himself in time, then you're allowed to kick into another bracha. There happens to be l'chara stama ha'ara we had in Siman Reish Tes, if anyone remembers on Daf Yud Beis, the big sugi. You started saying a bracha with one thing in mind. Can you switch it to another thing in the middle? L'chatchil, you're not supposed to switch it. If you b'dievet, if you did, then you're okay. L'chatchil, you're not supposed to switch it. It's interesting over here that we tell you that you could switch it. Because once you had in mind, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinu Melech Olam, what happens if a person gets to shul? He's running late to shul. So on his way, he says brachas. Whether he should or he shouldn't, it's okay, you could. He says brachas on the way to shul, and he gets into shul, and he kicks into his routine. Baruch Atah Hashem L'kinu Melech Olam. I said brachas on the way to shul. He quickly runs to the kitchen in the shul and gets a few granules of sugar, and he wants to end off shakal nivizvari. Is there any problem to do that? Can he save himself a bracha levatala? What? Oh, so you see, here was the brachas on brachas hashvach. Let's say he was Birchas HaShvach, he started off, he was going to say Hashanasan Nasef Mivino, and instead he switched it to Shachan Lidvarim. So B'chashur says that you could, but to switch it, it's not so pashit in the Mishnah Berurah that he goes that way, but here we see, L'chur, the Bir Halacha is not bothered by that, that's not his Ha'aro, it's mashma that it's better to go ahead and switch it than to take a chance of going back and saying, starting over the three brachas of Birchas HaMazon. And therefore, if a person, in such a case, it's a matzah b'di'evid. Your other choice is saying another three brachas again. Therefore, if a person said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech HaOlam, says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the Mishnah Berurah L'mais is paskening, that you can kick into Shanas and Shabbos L'menucha. This is all on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What happens if a person forgets on Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas here. Yes. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then L'chor you should say Lamdeinu Chukecho. In such a case, should you say Lamdeinu Chukecho? No, you should continue into. No, L'chor you should continue. In this case, L'chor you should continue. Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere that maybe you should say, but L'chor. I would think. What's that? The Mishnah Berurah is talking about you said Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. In this case? In Chof Beis. No, he's talking about if you said Uvnei Yerushalayim. No, he's talking about if you said Uvnei Yerushalayim. No, he's talking about if you said Uvnei Yerushalayim. If you caught yourself after saying Baruch Atah Hashem of Uvnei Yerushalayim, then you say Lamdeinu Chukecha. But if you continued into the next bracha, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then l'chor you should continue. Don't say Lamdeinu Chukecha and say Baruch Atah Hashem again. L'chor not. Even though l'chor you're beforehand, you have a way out. You have a way out. It's a good aura.
Why not?
Because once the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that you could say it even if you said Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so then he was not bothered by this issue. And therefore, to some as they say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha in the middle of benching, whether or not Yesh Lain. I don't have a raya. Certainly, you don't have a raya from the case of the Mishnah Berurah, where it's talking about if you said Bnei Yerushalayim, then in that case you say Baruch Hashem, you should say Lamdeinu Chukecha. What happens if a person forgets Yalav Yavi on Rosh Hashanah? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down, that it has a din of Rosh Chodesh, Zehu Das Amavin Avram, Shechelech HaKnesa Gedoilo, Shemash Rosh Hashanah L'Shayom Tevim. אבל הרבה אחרינים הסכימו לדעת הכנס גדולה, אבל כן צריך להחתם, I'm sorry, ממשוך והסכל הטבע מיטיב, גם כן דעת המגן אברהם, זה שוב אין החויזק מברש חידש. ועל ירעה בחילק עליו הספיר לידי חויזר. Comes along to Mr. Brewer and he tells you, what are you doing Rosh Hashanah? Magan Avram says, like Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. However, on the Ali Rabba says that you do go back. So, it's Leil Rosh Hashanah, and you can't remember if you said Yalav Yalav. What do you do now? You go back, you don't go back. What should you do in such a case? Can you ask your wife to be mitzi you or not? Were you yaitse? Were you not yaitse midaraisa? You could ask your wife, your wife is chayef. What are you supposed to do in such a case? It's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah L'chora is not machriya b'chlal. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you have to go back. And that's what Shlomo Zalman says as well, that you should go back. He says that you do go back in this case on Rosh Hashanah. And they say, Kol Shekein, on Leil Rosh Hashanah, you should go back. Why? Because on Leil Rosh Hashanah, for sure you're not allowed to fast. There's a question whether or not you're allowed to fast during the day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why there's a shaila, maybe you don't have to eat. If you don't have to eat, so then if you forgot Yalav Yavi, you don't have to go back. Well, on Leil Rosh Hashanah, we paskin that you're not supposed to fast, you're not allowed to fast, and therefore it's even more pashut on Leil Rosh Hashanah that you have to go back. Certainly you go back on Leil Rosh Hashanah. The best thing to do is to be able to get somebody else who is a bar chiva to be mitzi you. Or you could have another kazayas. If neither of those are a possibility, then you should go back and bench lemaisa. The Bir Halacha brings down here, what happens if a person falls asleep in the middle of benching? All too common that a person in the middle Friday night, very tired, and for some reason doesn't fall asleep in the middle of the chicken soup, as maybe some people do. But in the middle of benching, falls asleep. What happened? So it was obviously after his pH was imbalanced after his eating that he got tired. That's why he only fell asleep in the middle of benching. But what happens? He's in the middle of benching and he doesn't remember where he's holding. Says the Bir Halacha, it depends where you're holding. If you know for sure that you said the first two brachas and you can't remember where you are, what happened after that, then you go back to the beginning of the third bracha. But if you have no idea where you are, you go back to the beginning of benching. Now, if you know where you're holding, you for sure said the first two brachas lamashal, and then you fall asleep. Mr. Brewer doesn't tell you what happens if you slept for half an hour. Does it make a difference how long you slept for? Kidei ligmor eskulai? You slept for 10 minutes. You could have said the entire benching. Elamai, this is not considered an oinus that you can't bench. The only type of oinus that you can't bench is when it's usur to bench. If, for example, there would be a dirty diaper or something like that you're not allowed to bench there, and for a certain amount of time you're not able to move and you're not able to bench, then Kenzain, you'd have to go back. However, when you get to a person falling asleep, that's not considered a oinus that he wasn't allowed to daven or allowed to bench, and therefore Lachar doesn't make a difference how long he conked out for. He's able to continue where he was holding from beforehand. That's Sif Vav. Sif Zayin. If Im Tov Lehiske Borish Chodesh Bein Begim Rebelayla Merach Shanas Rosh Chodesh Lam Yisrael Izikorin Ve'einu Chaisim Bo. The halacha is that Rosh Chodesh is different than Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif are Mechuyiv to have a suda, and therefore, if you forget Ritzei or Yalav Yovai, you're choisim, you say a bracha with a bracha at the beginning and a chasim at the end. Rosh Chodesh, we say with a bracha at the beginning, but without a chasim. This halacha applies, Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, sigh whether it's at night or sigh during the day. Even though at night, the halacha is that in Shemayna Esrei, if you forgot Yalav Yovai at night, even if you just said, then we know that generally you're allowed to add in a Yalav Yovai right there. However, on Leil Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah says that you do not add in Yalav Yovai there. Once you missed it, Leil Rosh Chodesh, since you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla, therefore if you forget Yalav Yovai, you don't have to go back. As soon as you finish the Bracha, you don't do anything. You don't go back, you don't continue forward Yalav Yovai, you don't do anything. However, in benching it's not that way. In benching, even on Leil Rosh Chodesh, the Maisa, we do add in a bracha. Baruch Hashem, if he gives two time, Ayin Shem. But it's different than benching. I just wanted to mention that point because it's not a well known halacha. It's Tav Chaf Beis. It's Mavur that you do not go back. You do not add in Yalav Yavai, and you certainly don't go back to Ritzei on Leil Rosh Chodesh. Sif Ches. Suda Shlishis B'Shabbos Dinik Rosh Chodesh. The halacha is that on Shal Shudis. I'm sorry. One before we start Sifches, the halacha is if a person forgot Shabbos, since Sif Katan Chav Tes here in the Mishnah Berurah, if a person forgot on Shabbos, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that if you forgot Ritzei and you have to go back, then you have to say Ritzei and Yalav Yovai, even though you said Yalav Yovai the first time, but since you forgot Ritzei, you have to go back and say Ritzei and Yalav Yovai. What's the reason why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Od Lomer Od Pam Gam Le'al V'Yovei, the Birchas HaMazon Arishin is Batal Le'Gamri. So now, we have a question here. What happens Maybe we'll start from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, why do you have to say Yal V'Yovei again? Says the Magen Avraham, you have to say Yal V'Yovei again because every time that you bench on Shabbos, you have to say Yal V'Yovei. Every time that you bench, you have to say Yal V'Yovei. However, he says you don't have to say Alanisim. If it would be Purim, let's say, it would be Hanukkah, Shabbos, and you forgot Ritzei. If you said Alanisim the first time around, you don't have to say Alanisim the next time around. Why? Because it's not a Chayv B'Chol. You never have to say Alanisim in benching Batim. Therefore, you don't have to say it the second time. And the question is, Maman of Shach, do you have a good benching or do you not have a good benching? If you have a good benching, just you forgot to say the Maskaras Meina Ma'aro, so you shouldn't have to say Yalav Yavai again the second time. You said it the first time. And if you don't have a benching bichlal, so then you should have to say alanism again, because you didn't say it the first time around. You're right; it's not a chayva, but whatever. Certainly, lechatchila, a person is supposed to say it. So why doesn't it say alanism? Was your first benching that you had a good benching or not a good benching? Is this just the ba'etzem? This is something that really comes up. This is something that comes up in Shemir Esrei, Zukadim. A person has to go back. A person had a lot of kavana during Shemir Esrei. He had a great Shemir Esrei, and Mamish, Moisef at the end, a bunch of bakashas that he had, and Oysa Shalom B'mav, he finished the Shemir Esrei. Oh, Shrek. It's Rosh Chodesh. I forgot to say Alvi Amin. He goes back and he knocks down Shemir Esrei in 4 minutes. What happened? Does he have to say all his bakashas again? Does he have to. Or were those bakashas good bakashas? Did he have a good Shemir Esrei or not a good Shemir Esrei? This is really Bepashtis of Machlekes Rishonim of Daf Chav Amud Beis and Tosfos. What happens if this past Thursday was Rosh Chodesh? Let's say a person forgot to say Yalav Yavein Mincha. Forgot to say Yalav Yavein Mincha. Comes Maariv, and he's like, ooh, I forgot to say Yalav Yavein Mincha. So what's halacha? Does he go back? Is he Mashlem him Mincha or not? What's the suffix? Mitzad Echad, he didn't say Yalav Yavein, so he has to go back to say Dav Mincha. But Mitzad Sheni, he's not going to be Mashlem it because he's not going to say Yalav Yavein now. The whole purpose to go back is to say Yalav Yavein. And now that he's going to be Mashlem tomorrow, he's not going to say Yalav Yavein because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. What does he do? Machlek is Rishonim Adav Chavav Amud Beis and Tosfos. What's a Tullian? The Pashup Shat, the way that the Achrayim understand with us, Tosfos, is, Machlek is, how do we don somebody that doesn't say in Haskaras Meinim Ma'ira? Is it Kilas who didn't daven at all? Or is it you daven, but you didn't daven like Chazal said? Therefore we have to daven again? What's a nafkamino? In our case, in this case of Rosh Chodesh, you forgot to say Yalav Yavein, and it was Mincha, and now it's ready the next day. If it's Kilos, if you didn't daven at all, then you got to be Mashal Mincha. You didn't daven Mincha before. So you have to be Mashal Mincha, daven a second marriage, even though you're not going to say Yalav Yavein. But if the word is the best, and you did daven, you had a good Shemir Esrei, you just weren't Maske the main Amir, so you have to go back to do the Tekonos Chacham, to be Maske the main Amir. Then there's no reason to daven another time now on at night, because you're not going to be Maske the main Amir. That's really the question that we have over here. When a person forgets to say Ritzei, is it Ki'ilu as if he didn't bench at all? Or is it Ki'ilu as if he benched, he just didn't say Chazal we're saying? So the Magen Avraham seems to say that it is Ki'ilu as if you benched. And therefore, you don't have to say Alanitim again. However, there's a Takana that every time that you say benching, you're supposed to say Alav Yavein. So you're right that you have a benching, but any time that you bench, you're supposed to say Alav Yavein. But also Alanitim, you don't have to say it, because Betzim, you have an Alanitim ready from beforehand. However, when you look at the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down the Salacha, he says the reason why you have to say Yalav Yavein again, he guesses not from the Magen Avraham. Sounds like it's from the Prima Gadim. He says the Birchas Hamazon Rishon is Bata Legamri. You don't have a benching. Your benching is gone. So if your benching is gone, of course you have to say Yalav Yavein again. So what's going to be the din by Alanisim? You have to say Alanisim again? The Pasha says yes. If you look at the Sharetzim, that's what he says. He says, I didn't quote what the Magen Avraham says about Alanisim, you don't have to go back again. Because it's not Pasha. Look at the Brahmagin. It's Tarachin, Ladino. It's not Pashat Bechlal. You have to go back. The Mashmais is, according to Mishnah Berurah, that if you did not say that Skaras made a murder, then you don't have a benching. Which means that our case that we talked about on the sheet, if a person is Shabbos Yantif, and a person says Ritzei, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavein, the Lachas, you go back. Second time around, he said Yalav Yavein, and he forgot to say Ritzei. The Pashat is, he has to go back, according to Mishnah Berurah, he has to go back a third time and bench. He has to go back a third time and bench. However, in the Shari Abracha, and so he brought down from the Chachani and a bunch of other Paiskim, that they all nam on that you don't have to. You don't have to go back and bench a third time. And he himself is murder from the Mishnah Berurah, that L'chor is Mishnah Berurah is mashma not that way, V'tzarachin. But the Maisa, the Paiskim say that you do not have to. The Maisa say that, which the Mashmois is the L'chor, that you do, from these Paiskim, it's kilu as if you do have a benching. And since you do have a benching, therefore, it's not that you don't have a benching bichlal and you're still mechuyev the ra'ikur the benching midaraisu kadema. It's pashit that you have a benching, just you weren't mekayim tekanas chachamim, and therefore, if you wouldn't have to go back a third time, and lechuyev you'd be able to ask your wife to be made to you as well, because once you have a benching you're yaitiv the daraisa, and just the rabbana that you don't have, then lechuyev you. We'll be able to ask your wife. Even if she's only Mechui Medarabon, she'll be able to be my team. Sif Ches. Suda Shlishas B'Shabbos Dina Kuresh Chedesh. Shal Shudis. The halach is if a person forgets to say Ritzei. If a person forgets to say Ritzei. Vachli Tzeinu. By Shal Shudis. The halach is he does not go back. Why? Because it's not so pashit that you need to have a Suda of Pas. By Shal Shudis. Since it's not Pashit, so therefore we go to Kula and we say that you don't go back if you forgot it. If you have a suffix whether or not you said Why is this any different than a regular suffix? In the first suit of Shabbos, you have a suffix whether or not you said or say. Lachas, you go back. Here, we have a suffix whether or not you're mechuyif to eat pas or not. When the tzad is mechuyif to eat pas, you have to go back. So why don't we have the same suffix? You should have to go back. The answer is, like we said beforehand, if you have a suffix at night, whether or not you said it or you didn't say it, it's pashat us that you didn't say it. It's not a suffix. We know in kapshutai that you didn't say it. Mashingin over here, we have a sveik at the dinu, whether or not be'etzem, you're mechuyif to have pas, you're not mechuyif to have pas. Therefore, suffix darabanan lekulo, and therefore you don't have to go back. What happens if a person had kiddush before his second suda? So we know in kiddush elav makom suda. So he had some ragalach after he had kiddush. So lechori he just had his second suda. He comes home, 11 o'clock in the morning, and he has a suda and forgot to say ritzay. Can this be considered shal shudas? Because he already is mekayim his second suda. The stipler declares this in kiddush yakek simon chofei. Lechori you already yaitzay your second suda. Kiyodua, the stipler used to take, he held that every single suda that you have needs lecha mishnah. So when he made kiddush on Shabbos morning, he would take two cookies. Lecha mishnah. Two of whatever it is that you're having. Doesn't have to be dafka. Whatever your suda is, you should have two of it. You should have two of it. That he clears that. Lamayis Rav Shlomo Zalman says that your kavanah certainly wasn't to be yaitzi your suda with that, because lechatchila you're not supposed to be yaitzi with possible kisnin. The third suda, there's a question. Your second suda certainly is supposed to have pas, and your kavanah was to have with pas. You weren't as kiddush makom suda, you yaitzeh. However, cause lamaisa it is pas lavakissin. However, since that wasn't your kavanah, therefore, it says you wouldn't. It's not considered as if you had your second suda ready, and therefore you'd go back if you forgot ritzeh on by the second suda. And I think that's how people are naik, whether from yidi or not. Lamaisa, that's how people are naik. Sif tes. A number of the Olam had trouble with this halacha. If you have three people eating together, they're mezamen. They all bench and they all forget ritzei. They all go back to the beginning. They have to be mezamen again or not? So it's mechaber. You don't have to be mezamen again. Now the question is, why not? Why do you have to be mezamen again? According to mechaber, everything is gishmak. Because according to the Mechaber, though, Zimun is only it's not any part of Birchas Hamazon Bechlal. So once they did that Zimun, so you're right, they messed up in the middle, but now they're going to bench. They did the Zimun, and now they're going to bench. Masha'inkin, according to the Ramah that holds that Zimun continues until Hazanat HaKol, then Lechura, if your benching wasn't his battle because you didn't say Ritzay, then Lechura, your Zimun is out the window as well. It is. It's in a minute. They're about to bench. They had a little bit of a hefsek in between for 3 minutes where they messed up, but then they benched. Let's say in the middle they would say, you know what happened last night? You know who won? What happened? And then they would kick in. It's Mevatel the Zeman? Yeah, no, true. Well, the Maestro passed them that you need it. So you'll have what? But you're not going to have it you're not going to have the hecker the second time, because each person is benching by themselves. The hecker is that you wait till the first person who is mezamen benches out loud and everybody says it along with him. Well, they don't have to do that. Each person can be mezamen by themselves. Each person can be mevarach by themselves. Maybe. It's on the Mishabur that we're asking. It's on the Mishabur that we're asking. Her. Mishabur was not bothered with this. There's no Mishabur in Siftas Bechlal. Wasn't bothered. Kinira, there's a difference between Zimun and the benching itself, Lachur, you have to say. And that the Zimun could be, Zimun Kvar Yatsu, could be like you're saying, that since it's only out the Hecker, so therefore, B'di'evi, that you don't have the Hecker, we're not going to say you don't have a Zimun. We're not going to say that you don't have a Zimun. L'maisi, you had the Zimun. Sif, Yud. Hoyoichol v'yotze Shabbos, Maskir shal Shabbos v'birch zamozim, Dazlinu basar, Tchilas asol sasudav, Hu adin v'shchedesh v'purim v'chanukho. If you have a suda, ashal shudas, that continues on to Matzah Shabbos, the halacha is that you still say ritzeh, even though you're 2 hours after Shabbos, doesn't make a difference, you still say ritzeh because you go basa tchilas suda. Now what happens if Matzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh? So, basically you should be maskir yalav yaveh. The best thing to do, it sounds like from the Shabura, is don't eat pas after Shkiyah. So you shouldn't get into Shabbos. And therefore, you could eat as much as you want up until Shkia. As long as you didn't have a chiv of benching after Shkia, then there's no tzad. You have to say Yalav Yavi. Not only that, first of all, you can eat other things. You can eat other things. Just don't eat bread. And not only that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Shlomo Tzachasi says that you could also have bread as long as you don't have in a kedei achel pras. You could have half a kazayis. You could have a, and then another 10 minutes later have another half a kazayis. But l'chora, not to eat bread in an oifen, challah in an oifen that you're going to be mechuyev in a birchas hamazon, and then you don't get it. Then you get out of the shiloh. In such a case where Matzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh and you finished eating challah by Shkia, then it seems pashen in Mishnah Berurah. Even though in the Taz maybe it's not so pashen, but in the Mishnah Berurah it seems pashen that al kuli alma, you just say retzei, you do not say avi yovei. There's no tzad. Where do the problems start? Problems start when a person continues the suda after Shkia. A lot of times a person, he just washes the primus before Shkia. That's what happens. A lot of people are medakit kitzur shachronah, they should be medakit finish beforehand. However, you don't have the ability to, so you continued after Shkia, and you caught yourself, that was one of the questions, caught yourself 45 minutes after Shkia, and you were munching away happily on your matzah or your chal. What do you do in such a case? So there's really three shitas. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah does not even quote all three. The shitas habach is that you always go baser tchilas asudo, and that would be the mashmaitz of the machaber also bepashtas lecher. The steamus of the machaber, you go baser the beginning. He doesn't talk about such a case, but lecher he says you always go baser the beginning. The ma'aser the bach says that you always go baser the beginning. That means I don't care that Rosh Chodesh is Matzah Shabbos and you should be saying Yalav Yavai. We go baser it's nikva the chiyuv berachas mazon nikva kefilas tchilas asudo, and therefore you say just ritzei. Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the bach. He's so same like the Magen Avraham that you only say Yalav Yovei, you don't say Ritzei, because Lamaisa that's the Chiyuv for right now. And he brings down as a Yesh Eimrim the Taz that says you say both of them. Taz that you say both of them. Why? Because not Shver. Your beginning of your Suda is Machayev Yun Ritzei, and then the Suda is Machayev Yun Yalav Yovei. Why can you have two Chiyuv? You'll say both Ritzei and Yalav Yovei. Now it's not clear what does the Taz hold. Is it because you're saying Ritzei first and then Yalav Yovei, so it's not a Tarti Desasri? Because it could be that the first part of your suda was Shabbos, and second part, first part of your benching is Shabbos until after you finish Ritzei, and then you start Yalav Yavi. That's you're already holding after Shabbos. It's not be'etzem atarti desasri. Could be that Shabbos ended. You take a knife and you slice it down in between Ritzei and Yalav Yavi. Shabbos continues till after Ritzei, and Rosh Chodesh continues from Yalav Yavi. Let's say a person would make a mistake. You know he's supposed to say Rosh Chodesh. He's supposed to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavi, and by accident he said Yalav Yavi first. According to the Taz, would he say Ritzei now or not? So the Ksos HaShulchan, he brings down from the Prima Gadol that Itaka would not. He would not say. Lav Dafka from the Mishnah Berurah is meduik like that. But it could be that the Taz just holds there's no Tarti Desasri. There's no problem to be Maskir, Rosh Chodesh, and a Chayuvim of 2 different days. If your Suda was over the course of 2 days, then you could be Maskir the Tzaras of 2 days. It's not a problem. Lemaisa, Lachur, the steam of Mishnah Berurah is like the Magen Avraham. Then in this case, you should only say Yalav Yovei and not Ritzei. And therefore, the even if you don't say Ritzei, you're Yetzim. So l'chur, the steam of Mishnah Berurah is that you would say Dafka Yalav Yavai in such a case. And therefore, l'chur, that's what a person should do. But whatever he did is really fine. That's the truth. You have what's a philosophy on whatever you do. And therefore, if you just said Ritzei, or you said Ritzei and Yalav Yavai, or you just said Yalav Yavai, L'chero, with whatever it is that you said, you would not go back, and you're Yotzei Birchas HaMazon. Now, what happens if a person makes early Shabbos? A person makes early Shabbos, and he finishes benching before Shkia. What does he do? Does he say Ritzei, or does he not say Ritzei? And what happens if Friday was Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Ritzei, or do you say Yalav Yavai? You're holding before Shkia still. This is certainly common in Europe where it's very late. Shkia could be 10 o'clock. They finish the Suda B'chlal. The first Shuva in Trumas Hadeshen is a fascinating Shuva, but he talks about this question about finishing. He's talking about Kriyashma, being Makabal Shabbos early. And he says that he's a Rishon. He says that he heard from early Rishenim that the Godel Adar used to, after the entire community used to daven, they would go home and have their Suda. They would go together with the Rav and have a walk, take a walk on the river, and they would come home and it would still be before nightfall. That's how early they ate on Friday afternoon. So what happens if you finish before Shkia? You finish before Shkia. Here, Shkia never gets later than 7:53. Therefore, it's not that common that a person mamash finishes the Suda beforehand. But in different places, depending on where you grew up, then it could be extremely late. Would you say Yalav Yom in such a case? Would you say Yalav Yom if it was Rosh Chodesh on Friday? Or would you say Ritzei Bechlal? Mechor of a Pashtis, Kokama, that you already were Mekadesh, and you already brought in Shabbos, then Mechor, it's a... If we're Chodesh for a Taita Disastri, then we never talked about such a case, really, that you made it into the next thing. In other words, and we're talking about Shal Shudis, that it continued after Masi Shabbos. We didn't daven in the middle. You didn't. If you daven in the middle, the lach is according to everybody that you don't say Ritzei in the middle of Shal Shudis. The in a case where you made it into Shabbos, the chorus pashit that you would only say Ritzei and you would not say Yalav Yovei. Now this halacha that you go pasat chilas asuda, there's one exclusion, and that is like the Shari Shuvah brings down over here, and that is by Sheva Brachas. By Sheva Brachas, if a person started a suda before Shkia, and the last day of Sheva Brachas should finish, for example, he got married on Monday before Shkia. That means his last day of Sheva Brachas is Sunday before Shkia. So, like good people, they started at 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock Sheva Brachas was called for. For some reason, the Chasan and the Kala only showed up at 7:45. And the Suda continued into after Sunday night. They started, they quickly washed, everybody got down to Kazayas before Shkia, and it continued into the night. Do we go Basar Tchilas HaSuda and you can say Sheva Brachas or not? Says the Shari Tshuva, you do not go Basar the Tchilas HaSuda. And that's how all the places go, you don't go Basar Tchilas HaSuda, and you say and you're not wouldn't be able to say Sheva Brachas. Now in that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, you wouldn't say Sheva Brachas in the middle of the Suda either. You can't say Sheva Brachas in the middle of the Suda, Techapet before Shkia, because it's really Kashur to Berachas HaMazin. Now, what's the Vard? What's the Lamdis? Because Haskaras Mein HaMa'ara is telling in the Suda. The reason why you're Mechuyiv to be Maskil Mein HaMa'ara is because of the Suda that you have. However, Sheva Brachas is not totally in the Suda. There were only Mesakin Sheva Brachas when you have a Suda. But it's not a Din Be'etim in the Suda. It's a Din when you say a Birch Zamazan and a Suda Chashuva, then you say Sheva Brachas. But it's Be'etim not Kashur to the Suda. Not only that, the Sheva Levi says not Kashur to Sheva Brachas, to Birch Zamazan. You only say it after Birchas HaMazon, but it's not really kashur. It's when everybody gets together, L'chavet, the Chasan and the Kalo, then they were only misakin about when there's a Suda Chashuva. The Suda Chashuva, then you do it. But Bretz is not totally in the Suda. And therefore, it's totally in at the time that you're saying the Sheva Brachas. Is it within the first 7 days or not? Agav, B'derech Agav, L'chur, L'fidus, you can answer up our first question that we had. First question that we had on the sheet was, and this was really a Ma'aseh Shehayah, that this person that was gluten-free was honored. You have it there? Thank you so much. I'm gluten-free, where at Sheva Brachas for my son, and I forgot to bring my glueless rolls, so I have some rice. I had some rice and vegetables. While they were mechavim from benching, without thinking, I accepted. Towards the end of benching, I realized that I hadn't washed. Was I yotze? Was there zimun? What do you do about the Sheva Brachas that are supposed to be said after benching if there's no place for benching? So, were you yotze? No. For brain of fascists, you're not yotze if you benched. You would have to say Brenefashis. Was there Zimun? There wasn't the Zimun. No. L'chur, they weren't Yetzir the Zimun. Because the Mezamin wasn't Mezamin. So, L'chur, they didn't have the Nevar Shechanami Shalai. Betem, the person that's the Oichel, he was the Oichel Yarek. He could be Mitzdarif, but he can't be Mezamin. The question is, Bidiyevin, maybe, was he Yetzir Bidiyevin? I don't know. We didn't even get to that. What then? Even our Zimans, but you don't have the Nevar Shechana Mishalai, still, Mishra Bruce Mitzadah, the Nevar Shechana Mishalai is still considered the Iker Zimun. Still considered, even if you're not being made to anybody. What do you do about the Sheva Brachas? So, L'chura, if Sheva Brachas is not Be'etzem Tali in the benching, as a matter of fact, we make it on in the second Kreis. The L'chura is, there's even a Shal whether or not you need a Kreis B'chlal. But we make it on a second case. We don't make it on the case of benching. It's not really kashur to the benching itself. Therefore, the fact that the person that was mezamin didn't have a benching doesn't make any difference. The mice, they had a suda, they had benching, they had a suda chashuv, and they had benching, even if it wasn't the mezamin that was mezamin. The chur, there's no reason why they can't make sheva brachas, and they could use that case that he used for benching, because it wasn't a case for benching. So therefore, the chur, they should be able to use that case. I'm going to keep this for a minute. That is kuf pei ches. Kuf Pei Tes, very short. Sif Aleph, just one akuda, Bracha Revius, Layomer Tezbara. There's a shadow whether or not. Betem, we say there's Migdol and Magdil. So during the week we say Magdil, and on Shabbos or Yontif or Shredish, when you have Musaf, you say Migdol. Just a way to remember, a lot of people it's hard to remember. Shabbos HaGodol VaHaKadosh Hazeh. Shabbos HaGodol, so you say Migdol, like Godol for Shabbos. But whatever you said, you're going to be the Evan. Certainly it's not Makim. The second thing is, in Sif Beis, talks about Rachman al-Tzlan, Bebeis Ha'ovel Omer, Baruch HaDashem, Makeinu Melech HaLam, Makeil Avinu, Makeinu Barinu, Goyelinu, Kedoshinu, Kedosh Yaakov, HaMelech HaYatoiv, HaMeitiv, Kiel Emes, Dayan Emes, B'chulu, Ayin Yerodea, Simen Shinayin Tes. Now, I actually did find the Siddur today that brings down this bracha. In the Oitzra Tfilis, he brings it down. However, it seems we shouldn't know. We should only have the Siddur Tavis, B'zechet Mashiach Tidkenu, B'lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah is Metzayin over here to Simen Shinayin Tes, where he tells you that there's a shadow whether or not you need 10 people. L'maisa, that's what the Berurah Gerla says, and that's what a lot of people bring down. That the reason why people don't say nowadays, Master Shekel says it, we saw that it's tough if they have 10 people, and then Rambam Rabbi Asher said if there would be 10 people, then one should say it. The last question that we have over here, just to end off, no shaykhis, but we're asking shaylis. I was at a bris this morning, and the guy saying the brachas licked a few drops of wine off his fingers in the middle. Is that meikar dinner gishmak chumra? Are you even supposed to make a bracha when licking fingers? Okay. What's the halacha? Is there a problem? Do you have to drink the wine or not? It isn't no shaykhis, it is the Torah at the end of Simen Kuf Pei Tes that he says that the same way that we find benegia to a bris, that after you say bracha Hashem kinam elchan brei pri agafen, and then you daven for the rachanimo tavi shius makav yikaimis yeladus azela lovi vidimoy vikarish my yisrael, you daven for the child, right? Is that cotton gold? Yeah, we say a whole bracha after we say the brei pri agafen before anybody drinks. It's not considered a hefsek. Says the Torah, so too the harachamans are all brachas and bakashas. They're not considered a hefsek when you get to the brachas until the end of benching. So Meikar Adin, Lachari, you do not have to drink off the wine. It is a suffix whether or not in the Torah, in Hilchas Mila, that's why some people are machmer. However, so is it a gishmak achumra? It's gishmak achumra. To drink lehedya, a lot of people don't do. They just make a kilo as if whatever is on their hand. Because Meikar Adin L'Chara, the Torah passes that it's not considered hefsek, and therefore Meikar Adin, you're not mechuyev to do it. Somebody wants a Gishmak HaChumra, it's Gishmak HaChumra.